This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I once again welcome the listeners to Channel Islam. We are once again into this historical event, which is a dialogue and a discussion and a debate between His Eminence Maulana Kiran and Maulana Dr. Husseini. We are now going to be addressing the subject of the authority of Ahlul Bayt. And I've been reminded by one of my African Muslim brothers that when we use terminology, we must be careful because we mustn't take it for granted that they understand everything. He used one term, for example, he said, tahrif. Don't think that all of us know the meaning of the word tahrif. And therefore, I will request both the speakers that when they use technical terms, that they must try to simplify it for the benefit of African Muslim brothers who do not understand these terminologies necessarily. I will now request Brother Dr. Sayyid Husseini to speak for 10 minutes on the authority of Ahlul Bayt. Whereafter, I shall give the same amount of time to His Eminence, Maulana Kiran. First, Dr. Husseini.
For the authority of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, we have two reasons. One is from Quran, and the other one is from Sunnah. The ayah which is from Quran is very famous ayah, which is verse 33, chapter 33. The address is very easy. Now, I have got a book here called Shawahid al-Tanzil. This is Shawahid al-Tanzil fil ayat al-Nazila في أهل البيت صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم الجلد الأول. And then we have two volumes. This is مؤلف by Al-Hakim Al-Haskani, which is not a Shia alim, it's a Sunni alim, and he's a famous authentic writer also. He, in this Shawahid al-Tanzil, which is two volumes, has gathered more than 390 ayah in Quran with the authorities from not Shia sources but from Sunni sources, because Hakim Haskani doesn't believe in Ahlul Bayt, in Shia school of thought. So he doesn't use our sources. The majority, with 100% of every hadith that he bring in this ayah, and he want to make tafsir of those 390 ayat, is taken from the books of our Sunni brothers. So out of the 390 ayah in Quran concerning Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, compiled by a Sunni alim, I want to choose one, because time is not allowing us, and that is 33, which we call Ayatul Tathir. Ayatul Tathir has come in the middle of a series of ayat which is concerning the wives of the Prophet. That ayat which says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ. Some warnings, some advice to the wives of the Prophet, sit at home, don't be like the ignorant people, do this, do this. Some advice which is in this verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising the wives of the Prophet concerning some ahkam, do this, do that. Which those of ahkams is common between the wives of the Prophet and the other people. If you look at each and every body of ahkam, you see there is no difference between those ahkam to be followed by the wives of the Prophet and us. All of them is better to sit at home. All of them is better to not to do tabarraj, na tabarraj al-jahiliyah. That's one. In the middle of such a series which Allah talks only to the wives of the Prophet, talking to them directly, Ta'ala tabarrajna, khitab to wives, and he used kunna or hunna or waqarna, that noon which is noon ta'nis, and kunna which is zamir jam' mu'annas, pronoun for a plural, female plural. More than 20 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those series of verses, Allah talks to the wife of the Prophet and used kunna, jam'a mu'annas as zamir, as pronoun. But all of a sudden, in the middle of such a series of ayat, Allah changed his tone and immediately says something else, which doesn't seem that Allah is talking to the same people. What is that portion? He says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ أَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. Now listen to this very carefully. Because every letter which has been installed in this set of words, which is 33, at the last portion of chapter 33, every letter used there has got big meaning. I think we have got two lecturers there. What is the meaning of this verse? Let me first translate that verse. Innama, it means Allah only has wished and will to purify. Liyurida, innama yuridullah, Allah wishes. Liyuzhiba, to remove. Ankum, you see, kum, kunna. Waqarna, buyuti kunna. Kum is now a plural pronoun, but not anymore for females. It is for males also. Kum. Allah all of a sudden changed his tone from kunna to kum. Instead of saying innama yuridullah liyuzhiba an kunna ahlal bayt liyutahhira kunna tathira, Allah doesn't say that to talk to wives of the Prophet. He says what? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُتَحِرَكُمْ تَدْهِرًا. So that kum has got lots and lots of meaning. And I'll come to that. And when Allah wishes something, إِنَّمَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ يَكُونَ شَيْئًا فَيَقُولْ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونْ. Allah yurid, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ, Allah wished so, and that is done. Immediately when Allah says, it's done. It's not like my wish, I want to have a car. I wish I had a car. It doesn't happen. But Allah, immediately when He wished something, that is there. That's one. So, that sounds a little bit strange that all of this verses saying to the wives of the Prophet and Allah changed his tone to have now, it seems that he is talking to people which majority of them, they are men. Ankum ahlal bayt. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use a lot of ta'kid, emphasize, like what? Tathir has come 3 times. Yutahir, liyuzhiba ankum urrich. What it means? Allah wants to purify you. And then again, Allah doesn't stop there. He says, Allah wants to again, says purify you in another word. And then Allah again says that the last sentence, the last word in this ayah is tathira. Another repetition of the same thing. It seems that Allah has got this strong determination to do this job, which is purification of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. So that's one. And then, kalamay bayt, the word bayt in this ayah is different from the other verses. In the other set of verses which Allah talks to the wives of the Prophet, says buyutikunna, meaning jama, plural. Buyut meaning houses. Sit in your houses. And then when it comes to this verse, this portion of ayah doesn't say words, houses. It says your house. Allah has wished to purify the household, the people of your house. Alaykum. Alaykum Ahlul Bayt. So it seems that there is one house meant by Allah, one. It's not buyut anymore. And it seems that that house is purified. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the word ankum before Ahlul Bayt, which is another ta'kid in Arabic balagha language. And then it seems that this Ahlul Bayt are sitting somewhere and Allah is talking to them, which Allah is actually, they are audience of Allah. Allah said, Allah wished to purify you, the household of the Prophet, which has got a history. When I'm emphasizing that, that's because of reason. And then I've got also confirmations from the books of our Sunni brothers that the two sets of ayat actually has been revealed in two times, which by Allah and by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come together here. Okay. That one has come in the fourth year, the Waqarna fi buyutikunna, which talks to the wives of the Prophet, and the ayah which it comes to, which talks about Ahlul Bayt, is about 18 months before the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those, and also when we go to the people in the world of Ahl Sunnah who doesn't accept this ayah to be for Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam, if you go to Mizan al-I'tidal, which is written by Zahabi, وَكُلَّمَا وَسَّقَهُ الزَّهَبِي فِي أَعْلَى دَرَجَةِ الْإِعْتِبَارِ, he is the highest authority, has got the highest authority. Mizan al-I'tidal actually talks about all of those people who disagree with this ayah being for Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam. He, in Zahabi, in Mizan al-I'tidal, actually says that they are not authentic people and they are kazzab. Also, Ibn Hajar in Sabaiq al-Muhriqa says, أكثر المفسرين, this is his word. I written first أجمع, then I checked, the text was أكثر المفسرين. It's plenty of مفسرين. Of the Sunni world says, ألا أنها نزلت في علي وفاطمة والحسن والحسين. That's one. Who you want more than Sahih Muslim? Sahih Muslim in Bab chapter Fazail Ahlul Bayt, and Aisha says, خرج رسول الله غداتاً. Prophet came out one day, وَعَلَيْهِمْ مَرْتٌ مُرْجَلٌ مِنْ شَعْرٍ أَسْبَادٍ, and he had a tent, a type of cloak, a type of aba, something which you put on your shoulder. فَجَاءَ الْحَسَنُ فَأَدْخَلَهُ, Hassan came, he entered him under the aba, the kasa. ثُمَّ جَاءَ الْحُسَيْنُ, فَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ, then Hussein came, he entered him also under the kasa. ثُمَّ جَاءَتْ فَاطِمَةَ فَأَدْخَلَهَا تَحْتَ الْكَسَى, then Fatima came, he entered him. ثُمَّ جَاءَ عَلِيٌ فَأَدْخَلَهُ ثُمَّ قَال, when he have all of these four people there, then he says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُزْهِبَ أَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُتَحِرَكُمْ تَدْهِيرًا. The last thing which I want to say, Hakim in Mustadrak also has mentioned about this ayah being for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Durr al-Mansur, Tirmizi in Manaqib of Ahlul Bayt, Musnad Ahmad Hanbal, Asbab al-Nuzul al-Waqidi, Shawahid al-Tanzil of Haskani, all of them has mentioning that this ayah is for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Now, who is Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam? When we want to know is Ahlul Bayt including with wife of the Prophet or not, we go to chapter to Sahih Muslim, Bab Fazail Ahlul Bayt. إنه قيل لزيد بن أرقم, زيد بن أرقم was told بعد ما روي حديث الثقلين, when he was talking about the hadith of الثقلين, which I'll talk about it later on. من أهل البيت, who is أهل البيت, this is Sahih Muslim, not any other unauthentic and authorized book. And also a question mark, نساؤه, who is the wives of the Prophet, قال الله وأيم الله إن المار تكون مع الرجل الآسر من الدهر. A woman will stay with a man for some portions of the time. ثُمَّ يَتْلُقَهَا, and then he will be divorced. فَتُرْجَوْ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهَا وَقَوْمِهَا, and then he will be returned to his family and his father. أَهْلُ بَيْتُهُ, أَهْلُ أَسْلُهُ, أَهْلُ بَيْتُهُ, أَهْلُ بَيْتُ, and the household of the Prophet is his asl, his root, and his children. الَّذِينَ حَرَّمُوا الصَّدَقَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ, which sadaqa is haram for them. And also in another hadith we read that when those people, Hassan, Hussein, Fatima and Ali, enters under the tent, Asma, which is another wife of the Prophet, he wants to also come and enter. He said, I'm not your ahl. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim says, anta bi khair, you are a good woman, but ahli are these four people, and he confirmed the name, and we have got lots and lots of them, which I don't have time, and the brother mentioned that I must stop here. Concerning the proof of Ahlul Bayt's authority from Hadith, inshallah, after the brother's lecture.
Now, since you took 2 minutes extra, I'll be bound to give him an extra 2 minutes, so I'm going to now give you 12 minutes instead of 10. I'm going to ask Mawlana Taha Kiran to speak for 12 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The extent to which Sayyid Abdullah Husseini went to quote Sunni sources to prove that this particular ayah, the 33rd ayah of Surah Al-Ahzab, was revealed in respect of the Ahlul Bayt, the extent to which he went probably created the impression in some minds that I'm going to say it was not revealed for them. No, I don't say that. These ayat were definitely revealed for the Ahlul Bayt and for those very persons whom he mentioned. We don't have any problem with that. We've never had any problem with that. But what is the meaning of the ayah? That's what we come to. A few points before I come to the actual thing. On the issue of Al-Hakim Al-Haskani, Sayyid Abdullah Husseini has mentioned that Al-Hakim Al-Haskani is a Sunni and he narrates from Sunni sources, Sunni books. I want to mention to you that in Tadhkiratul Huffaz, Imam Dhahabi, Tadhkiratul Huffaz is a list of muhaddithin. Imam Dhahabi has given a biography of this Hakim Al-Haskani, and he mentions in there that وَقَدْ وَقَعْتُ لَهُ عَلَى جُزْءٍ مِّنْ حَدِيثِ الطَّيْرِ يَدُلُّ عَلَى تَشَيُّعِهِ. I have found a book of his which indicates that he is a Shi'i. Be that as it may. How many narrators of hadith are there in Sunni books who have Shi'i inclinations? The same book, it comes to use again, The Right Path, the translation of Al-Muraji'at, contains a list of 100 rawis which the author Abdul Hussein Sharafuddin has selected from Sunni sources, and he says all of these are of the Shi'a. So why can't Hakim Haskani also be a Shi'i? You boast that 100 rawis from the Sunni sources are Shi'a, so why can't Hakim al-Haskani also be a Shi'i? Simple point. It doesn't really prove anything, but come back to the ayah. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Is this the only time when Allah Ta'ala says that He wants to remove difficulty from people or risk from people? That same Allah who has said that, said on the second page of the fifth juz, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ وَلَكِي يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ. Addressing the entire ummah, not addressing the Ahlul Bayt alone, he says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to bring difficulty upon you, but He wants to purify you. Sayyid Abdullah Husseini has explained beautifully that when Allah wants to do something, then He does it. So when Allah wants to purify the entire ummah, so are we all ma'soom? Do we all have the same authority that the Ahlul Bayt has? Because we are all now cleansed? Allah Ta'ala has willed to cleanse us. Has He cleansed us? If this ayah makes the Ahlul Bayt infallible, then you and I are infallible as well. Then you and I are as infallible as those Ahlul Bayt. That was the one point. The other point was, وَلَا لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسِ. Sayyid Abdullah has mentioned beautifully that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this issue of purification not once, He's mentioned it three times. The issue of removing rijs. If this issue of removing rijs indicates that a particular person or a particular group of people have an authority of divine nature meaning deriving from Allah Ta'ala, that gives them rights that others don't have, then the people who fought in the battle of Badr have that same authority. On grounds of what do I say so? On grounds of what I sucked out of the stump of mine? No. On grounds of the words of Allah Jalla Jalalu. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Ta'ala says, remember, I just want to make a point about it. When you make tafsir of the Qur'an, remember one cardinal rule. Al-Qur'anu yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. The Qur'an itself explains itself. If you want, there is coherence in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala doesn't speak incoherently. You know what it means to speak incoherently? I'm talking about rugby. I'm talking about rugby and speaking about last week's game, and suddenly I switch over to soccer, and suddenly I switch over to cricket. That's incoherent. Who speaks incoherently? Incoherence is a sign of insanity. My Rabb is not insane. Allah is not insane. Allah doesn't speak incoherently. When Allah speaks, there is coherence in the speech of Allah Ta'ala. So that same Allah Ta'ala who says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَطِيرًا. He also addresses the people of Badr and tells them, إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِيُطَهِّرَكُم بِهِ وَيُذْهِبَ عَنكُم رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامِ. Allah Ta'ala speaks to the people of Badr and He says, remember the time when the Nu'as is a sleep of peace and tranquility which Allah Ta'ala sends down upon the Mujahideen. Remember when that Nu'as overtook you. وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah Ta'ala send down from the sama upon you what? Allah Ta'ala send water down upon you. لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ. In order to purify you. يُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And to remove the ridges of shaitan from you. If Allah Ta'ala had removed the ridges of the Ahlul Bayt there, then He has removed the ridges of the people of Badr here. If the Ahlul Bayt have authority, then the people of Badr have similar authority. Why must the one be interpreted in one way and the other interpreted another way? Doesn't my Rabb speak coherently? Doesn't my Allah speak in a way that makes sense? Which ayah? If yughashikum, the ayah of Surah Al-Anfal. I'm going to. You will have to give me time for this because I'm. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ بِهِ وَيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجَّ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامِ. That's one ayah. The other ayah was, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنْ حَرَجٍ وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. I want to come to the next point now. What is meant by Ahlul Bayt? What is meant by the word Ahlul Bayt? Again, the Quran itself will show you what is meant by Ahlul Bayt. You want to know what's Ahlul Bayt? Forget language and everything else. Ask Allah Ta'ala what is meant by Ahlul Bayt. Ask Allah Ta'ala what is meant by Ahlul Bayt. What does Allah Ta'ala say?
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum ahlal bayt innahu hamidun majid.
Allah Ta'ala, this was on the occasion of Sayyidina Ibrahim. When Allah Ta'ala came to give him the glad tidings of a son. Remember, I just want to take you into the history of Ibrahim. Ibrahim had a wife, Sarah. And Sarah had this slave girl called Hajar. And Hajar had a son from Ibrahim called Ismail. And Sarah, on account of her jealousy, asked Ibrahim to take Ismail and his mother far away to Mecca. So who was left? Ibrahim and his wife, Sarah. Was there anyone else with them? Did he have any other children? No, he didn't have. So the angel comes to Ibrahim. And the Quran records the words. Not my words, not even a hadith, the words of Allah Ta'ala. He says, the malaika addressed Ibrahim and his family. They say, Rahmat. The story goes that the wife of Ibrahim expressed, she was told that she was going to have a child, she said, she found it very astonishing. The malaika says, Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum ahlal bayt. The rahmah and the barakat, the mercy and the blessings of Allah upon you, Ahlul Bayt. Who was that Ahlul Bayt who was with Ibrahim? His son? His son wasn't there. His other son? His other son wasn't even born. So I ask you, in terms of what Allah Ta'ala teaches in the Quran, does the word Ahlul Bayt include wives or doesn't it include wives? Does it include wives? I ask you the question. In light of the words of the Quran, does it include wives or does it not include wives? Third point. Where does this ayah lie? Where does this ayah lie? It lies where? In between. Sayyid Abdullah has explained to us. Allah Ta'ala speaks to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then He switches over to the masculine gender. But He didn't explain to us. And then Allah Ta'ala goes back to the feminine gender. Feminine gender, masculine gender, back to the feminine gender. Speaking to woman, then using a male term, and then speaking to women again. This ayah, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذِيبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ, lies in the middle of those other ayat. Who put it there? It brings us back to our previous discussion. One of our friends here who believed in tahrif, one of those Shia ulama who believe in tahrif, they say this is a sign of the fact that tahrif took place in the Quran because this ayah is not supposed to have been there. It doesn't fit in the context. But no, who put this ayah? Who this particular tartib of the Quran was divinely inspired? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the Quran in this particular way in his very final year. He read the Quran, every year he used to read the Quran to Jibreel. Jibreel used to come in Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read the Quran to him. Twice in the final year, he read the Quran to Zayd ibn Thabit. Twice he read, and in this is the tartib in which he read it. In his salah, he used to read this particular tartib as the ayat used to. Who placed that ayah there? Did I place it? Did you place it? Did Abu Bakr place it? Did Umar place it? Did Ali place it? Allah Ta'ala said that that ayah must come there. There's a hadith about this, that the placement of the ayat is by divine inspiration. It is not by human interpolation. The placement of the ayah. Therefore, now I come back and I want to speak about the issue of switching from the feminine gender to the masculine gender, back to the feminine gender. I have to disagree with all due respect what Sayyid Abdullah, where he says that you use the masculine gender when the majority is masculine. No, that's not true. Not in Arabic language, it doesn't work that way. You use the masculine gender in two cases. You use the masculine gender when you are addressing males exclusively, or you use the masculine gender when you are addressing a mixed gathering, such as you. I'm addressing a mixed gathering. Whether there be one male and 25 females, you use the masculine gender. So it's not a matter of who was the majority, who was the minority. That's a point of correction from a grammatical angle. So now I come back. How long am I for time? I'm still within my time limit.
I'll give you a minute more.
Okay, only a minute more? SubhanAllah. No, man. I say, why did Allah Ta'ala change from the feminine gender to the masculine gender, then back to the feminine? Allah Ta'ala doesn't speak incoherently. It was for a specific reason. Yes, when the ayah was revealed, Sayyid Abdullah didn't quote the hadith completely. Rasulullah, there are various different versions of the hadith. The most authentic version of the hadith is he took them together, these holy persons, Ali, Hassan, Hussein, Fatima, radiyallahu anhum, wa alayhimus salam. He took them all together and put them under this cloak. And he made a dua. That's the part which he didn't mention. He made a dua. His dua was as follows. Allahumma ha'ulai ahlu bayti. Oh Allah, these are my ahlul bayt. The important part comes next. Not that. The important part comes that fa'adhib anhumur rijs wa tahhirhum tatheera. He's asking Allah, oh Allah, remove the rijs for them and purify them. Allah Ta'ala has already said he wants to do it, and when he wants to do it, he will do it. Then why ask? Why ask? Because when the ayah was revealed, when the ayah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew by the very wording of the ayah that more people are intended aside from his wives. More people are intended to be included in this ayah aside from his wives. And who would it be? So he took these five together. Ya Allah, these are my Ahlul Bayt. So include them into this as well. فَأَذْهِبْ عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْسِ وَطَهِّرْهُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. And that is why the ayah comes in that particular way. Switching from a feminine gender to a masculine gender, but more importantly, switching back to a feminine gender. And anyone who says that Allah speaks incoherently should check the foundations of his iman once again.